It was a serious battle. There was a lot of passion from both sides, a lot of good football, a lot of mistakes because the pressure was put on. When you had the ball, you had to be very careful with it or somebody's going to take it off you. Scores were at a premium, and I think we started the game very well and maybe could have been in a better position than we were, and then they came back at us. So I'd say we won the first half in normal time and extra time, and they took over the second half in both instances. So it was a nip and tuck game, and it looked like it was going to go to the wire from very early on, and I suppose Mayo will be kicking themselves that they didn't seal the game when they had that point and also into the fourth minute of added time. But I congratulate the referee too, who let us play on in that added minute because there was a stoppage, and if he had stopped exactly at 4 minutes, we wouldn't have the time to get the score. And I've seen that happen when the team's on the attack and the referee blows the whistle and they don't get to finish it out. And I am very happy with the way he handled that added minute, if you like, because it saved our bacon on the day. And then I suppose in extra time it was a ding-dong battle as well. You'd have thought, and when we went 3-0, I think it was at the start of extra time, and maybe missed another one or two, I thought we're making life hard for ourselves here again. And of course Mayo were always good at coming back at you. They never say die either, and they'll be so disappointed because it could just as easily, as a toss of a coin, it's not them that's celebrating instead of us. But that's life in knockout football. You win or you lose, and you're in or you're out. Obviously, what happened in three previous championship matches, we had to say, look, we can't concede goals, and we did our best not to concede goals. I think we're probably a bit unlucky about the penalty, because it seemed to me very much like a Brian Fenton block last week here, that he came in with his back to the ball. Now, I didn't see it in TV or anything else, maybe that'll tell me differently, but I thought it looked like he came in and came in with his back to the ball too. They didn't put his foot out to block it, he threw his body in, and it was this bottom part of his body that blocked it. I felt that looking at it from the side. I don't know, as I haven't seen it in TV or anything else, but to me it just reminded me of Brian Fenton's block, which was considered a very good block and didn't create a penalty or a booking. So I felt that was tough on us, but to battle back from that position was actually showed a great resolve and a great character in the team.